welcome back to the Stable Equestrian. I cannot decide if being in isolation slash quarantine at the moment due to the COVID-19 virus will make people listen to more podcasts or less podcasts. For myself, it's less, as podcasts are what I would usually listen to during work or on my way to photograph a wedding or coming home from a long day, because podcasting to keep me awake a little bit more. But for some people, maybe they listen to it more due to isolation. Maybe they listen to it while they clean the house and stuff. I actually have yet to listen to a podcast during isolation. That may change, but it's only been a week. My last episode was a while ago, so this is my first episode since the isolation started. I am in New Zealand, therefore my entire country is on full lockdown basically. So my full-time job is off. I'm not an essential worker, so I am not currently working. I am not currently shooting weddings or anything like that. I am at home and basically spending my days editing, playing games, reading, and going down to the horses. I think that's about it. So this is more like a chat intro, kind of just an update with the isolation and everything. So basically with the farm, I graze in my parents' place. So we have decided that the only grazes that should come down are grazes that are coming down for a feed run. So the morning feed run or afternoon feed run, which will usually be me or another one of the grazes. And that is because I have horses to work, they have horses to work, and the other grazers didn't have horses to work at that moment. One of them might be changing as a horse becomes less slain, if that makes any sense. But basically, the ones who still have horses to work get first dibs on the feed runs, therefore we can come down and work our horses. The reason we did this is because my parents obviously want to be keeping safe. They don't want heaps of people in and out of the property. It just makes everything a little bit more dangerous. And with my dad being an essential worker, my boyfriend is an essential worker, a lot of the grazers have essential workers in their family. It really is just the less people down, the better. So that is where we're at the moment. I still currently have a few horses in work. I have my 4-year-old, my 3-year-old, my 2-year-old, and I have one of the school horses that I ride. She has a tendency to get quite sore feet after a shoeing, so I haven't ridden her for a little bit. Plus I would come down and I would be working. My main focus is a 4-year-old, which is just how it's working, and depending how much time I have when I get down there, the weather, we've had really rough weather the last week, so I haven't really been down during that wet weather. Since if we aren't working a horse, it's much easier that my parents just do, well, my mom just does the feed run, because it just makes a little bit more sense. The less people down there, the better. Anyway, it has given me more time to kind of focus on the horses, but it has changed everything about going down to the horses. There isn't lessons on, there isn't grazers down there all the time, you know, obviously I'm not working, which is a little bit different, quite a bit different, since I work Monday to Fridays, so that really limits the time of the horses. However, also only doing one feed run kind of limits the time of the horses. Not having friends to ride out with, not having competitions, all that fun stuff. there's still, you know, we're only one weekend, there's still a chance that they stop us from going down to the horses. There's a chance that we won't be able to ride due to too many people in the hospital. We really don't want to add that. And when I say that, I also have in my head the fact that riding is not, you know, you can hurt yourself just as bad on the ground, if not worse. You know, it really, doing anything in everyday life can harm you. It's just the added risk. So even being around horses is an added risk, and riding them, yes, is technically an added risk. The last major injury we had at the farm was only a few weeks ago, and it was on the ground, and it was probably the most major injury, like a definite concussion, that we've had on the farm. I might be lying when I say that. We've had a couple of injuries, you know, with horses, obviously. But, you know, shit happens. But things happen on the ground and things happen on the horse. And yeah, we want to limit the amount of danger we put ourselves in. But I think that's such a hard one, because the last time I fell off was, oh God, like, I mean, proper fall off was 2 years ago. Which sounds like a really long time, and it is. That is saying I also had periods where I didn't ride as often. I was more teaching and stuff because I didn't have a horse, or horse was out, and all those reasons. But I did fall off a couple, 2 months ago, but I landed on my feet, so it doesn't really count. It, like, didn't hurt myself. I could have ended badly. However, I held on just long enough to be able to maneuver it so I could land on my feet. Anyway, I was basically today just going to have a little talk about, this is only going to be a short episode, a little chat about isolation and the fact that it's okay to not feel motivated during isolation. And it's totally okay to feel super motivated and struggle with the fact that maybe you can't go see your horse, or maybe you're not allowed to ride, and maybe you're listening to equestrian podcasts because you can't ride and that's what you've decided to do. And really, everybody's going to be feeling so different during this period, but there will also be a lot of people feeling the same way that you are. And I think just really making sure, this isn't as horsey, but just really make sure that you stay in touch with people. So obviously every country's working it a bit differently. In mine, we're fully locked down, so the only people I have contact with is my bubble. And in my bubble is my flatmates, including my boyfriend, which makes me pretty lucky. But for some people, that's just their family, and for some that's lucky, and for some I'd rather be with your boyfriend or their friends or whatever. But I just think that there is always going to be people who are feeling the same way you are, and especially with the horses, some barns are locked down. This may mean you get more time with the horses, because maybe you're like me and you are not working currently, so therefore you get more time. Whether you get more actual time with the horses, or whether it just means that you're less tired when you get to the horses. Or maybe you can now go down in the morning, which is your preferred time with them. Whatever it means, everyone's going to be in a similar situation. So there's always going to be someone that's feeling a similar sort of way. I am recording this on my way home from the horses, so it really will be a quick little check-in. But I do really want to do a few episodes during this time, whether podcasts are more popular during this time or the opposite, who knows, we shall see. And just have a little bit of chat about some topics in my head. So you can on podcasts send me voice messages. I actually haven't looked at how to do that, but apparently you can do it. So if you do want a certain topic, feel free to do that. I will be touching base on a couple of things. I do want to do a few more, what's the word? Kind of precise ones. So one's more touching on things that only a couple of people are going to be interested in. That's like young horse starting and stuff like that. But I also really want to do another confidence one, because that one was really popular. And I really want to do a couple of some exercises, because I'm in a whole bunch of Facebook groups, as probably everyone is, and a lot of the questions on them are, what exercises can I do with horses I can't ride? What exercises can I do with my horse who has these issues or these issues? And a lot of the time, the exercises are the same. Like, there is so many exercises, but a lot of the time, if you're having issues with something, the exercise you're going to use is something you can use whether you have that issue or not, if that makes any sense. And how to bring a horse back into work, stuff you can do when you can't go out competing. I want to do a couple of episodes touching base on a few of those things, basically. So that's basically all I'm going to be talking about today. Also because I am almost home. In the time since my last episode, I'm pretty sure, I forgot when the last one was, but I'm pretty sure that I moved house after that one. So I've moved house, I'm now living close to my horses, which is so wonderful. Obviously we are now in isolation and all that fun stuff, but I hope that everyone is staying safe and everybody's families are safe, and that you are, that's my indicator, and that you are making the most of the position that you are in. So whether you can see your horses or not, whether you are an essential worker and are still having to work, but you're keeping your country going, and no matter what, I hope that you and your family are safe and coping with the situation, and that all your ponies are safe, and no matter what, it's hopefully going to end. This will finish. We will go back to work, and we will most definitely, you know, if you can't see your horses, you will be able to see your horses in the near future. You'll be able to see your horses, and we'll be able to ride and be able to get lessons again and compete. And I think that's a pretty important one, because all the competitions are currently cancelled. So I will be back with a new episode in a couple of days, hopefully. Don't quote me on that though. I will talk to you guys later.